The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. To find more podcasts like this, please check out professionalcasual.com.
Oh, here's the good news, Chuck. You hate to see it, but it does appear as if we are live. Everybody, it is your favorite Marvel Crisis Protocol Plavlog. It's, wait, did I roll a wild? This week, live from the Atlantic City Open. I am joined by a very special guest this week who we've never seen on this show. You may recognize him from such things as the Lost Omens podcast or the Lost Omens podcast presents The Slithering. Potentially, you've seen him stream on Wednesday for some hobby hangouts. Maybe you've seen him over at Thrillash Gaming. Perhaps you've seen him on Monday nights for, oh yeah, the Power Phase, a live Marvel Crisis Protocol battle report over on twitch.tv/professional casual network. But I am joined this week by one of my favorite people in this entire world, unregardless, some might say, of the fact that he did not, in fact, offer to drive in any way, shape, or form to the Atlantic City Open. I am joined by none other than Taylor of the tactical variety himself, Mr. Taylor Hoyt. Taylor, it's nice to see you.
Thanks, man. It's nice to be.
How have you been? How has been your experience getting to the beautiful Harrah's Casino Resort here Atlantic City?
What's been particularly nice is not having to drive.
Yeah.
In general, it's just, you know, showing up.
Not something I've been able to experience myself. I've been told that it is very it is a positive experience overall.
Yeah.
We stopped at Zero Sheets.
Correct.
On the way. Yep. I'm not sure if there were any.
I don't believe so. I didn't see any.
So
I was also not driving and not paying attention and potentially even sleeping the whole time. So
that's true. Now, to be perfectly fair, you were pretty on the spot as far as detailing the looks, demeanor, and body language of every single person that we passed on the highway.
It's true. Yeah. I have a thing where I have to watch people as I drive by.
Yes,
for sure.
Yep.
Man, woman, it doesn't matter. Yep. That's the thing I do.
Beef Dragon. Hello. It is nice to see you.
Let me tell you, though, this is my first time in Atlantic City. This is my first time in a casino.
Yes.
Like ever.
I was your first.
Yes.
In a casino. So
thanks for popping that. It's been really nice. I'm pleasantly surprised, I guess. Everybody's been really great.
Yeah.
The drinks have been super expensive.
You know, they have been. If you want to put a price on it, it's many.
Yeah, for real. Yep. The amount of rupees from Legend of Zelda that I would put on it is more than like 20.
I will say, actually, very legitimately, the amount of kind of vacant pots that do have some money in them when you smash them is actually pretty reasonable for the area.
I got to be honest, the amount that I've thrown and not got arrested, mm-hmm. I know what Link goes through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen, I get it. Yeah. But guys, that said, we're talking about a handful of stuff this week. AMG did just release all of the information around the renewal of Vowels, which is going to be a whole bunch of organized play events that you can do over the weekend. Mini Extravaganza was unfortunately kind of delayed a little bit.
Yeah, but for good reason.
For very, very, very good reason. Yep. They're playing it safe. They're doing it right so that they can do the community justice. And honestly, that's exactly what you hope for, is that responsibility from...
It's one of those things
putting out your game.
Like a video game gets postponed and it's like, because, you know, our developers need to sleep and we're like, all right, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So 100%. I'm A-okay with that.
So, but they still did release all of the renewal of Vow stuff. They also released the organized play for Legion and Armada.
Oh my gosh. And the new, what are they in Legion? What's that thing that you want to collect? The like scum and villainy, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
The beautiful
the Shadow Collective, so far. I believe, or something along those lines.
Yep. Beautiful.
So, and yeah, that's absolutely getting me into Legion very specifically. So we will be seeing, you know, me potentially painting something ever, really, in the near future.
Should I touch your forehead? Or
like? I mean, listen, I
it was one hell of a drive.
Huh? I'm a little tired, yeah. But so we're going to be going over the renewal of Vows. They did release all three organized play Crisis Eye for that, as well as additions of all the tokens and the powers. And one of the really cool things about their organized play events like this, where it is released over a couple days, they have awesome scaling powers. Yeah. Whether you were playing the Magicians or the Empirical or what was it before that?
I don't remember at all.
Oh, it was Civil War. It was either pro or anti-registration. There was kind of like stacking powers.
That I wasn't around for that one.
Yes, that's super
fair. Sounds awesome. That sounds awesome.
It really was. They have really encapsulated an incredibly fun feeling with this.
Okay.
Where
I'm down.
The Renewal of Vows premise as a whole is Destiny has been resurrected on Krakoa. Mystique, her betrothed, they are going to renew their vows. There's going to be a ceremony. Everyone is going to try to come to this event if they, in fact, got invited. And they have made...
Even if you didn't RSVP, you can still come.
Even if you didn't RSVP, we will get into that in the very first organized play crisis from this particular series. And it is...
It's real good.
The shtick is so perfect for these. There, guys, just to make this very clear ahead of time, so you know, there are orange solo cup of punch tokens as far as objectives for one of these.
While Gambit is DJing.
While Gambit is annoying everybody with his sort of Mix-a-Lot remixes that he's done himself. So we couldn't be more happy with that. But we'll get into each one of those. But also very important, we are live right now from the convention hall at the Atlantic City Open. We are going to be streaming all of the Marvel Crisis Protocol events that are happening this weekend. It's going to start tomorrow morning, Friday. It'll continue Saturday and then into Sunday. And Sunday is not a half day.
No.
Like a lot of conventions.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah. Frontline Gaming goes hard. Mm. And Saturday and Sunday will be the big event days. So make sure to tune in all weekend long. We will be right here. Doing a live. Dan and Danny are on their way now. They picked up a tripod that I forgot and really need. So
I really hope so. Anyways.
But
or we're gonna spend some money.
For real. We're also gonna be going over a couple of things that we've done this week as far as game played and hobby thoughts.
Yeah.
I played a game against Sarah, a newcomer. We did a kind of an intro teaching game on Monday. Chat was very nice to point out that I am very different person when trying to get somebody into the game. And you know what? I am. I want to create a very good experience for people just getting in.
He's a good salesman is what it is. You know, yeah, so you buy the product and then it's like, so really?
And then I upsell you.
Right, exactly.
But as always, please go ahead and like and subscribe us down here below on the YouTube. Make sure to help us grow and get out there for more people that want to take Marvel Crisis Protocol as seriously as we do, which is...
pretty casual, but professional.
Yeah.
Right.
Heavily professionally casual.
Yep. I would say it's a good metric.
But that said, Taylor, you painted Baron Zemo this past week over on the Twitch, right?
Yeah. He's like, I would say 40 to 50% done. I went for a little bit. So he's got like the bottom shirt and then like the top mask, which I guess the mask is leather, but it's like a maroon leather.
It's weird. It looks like it could be a ski mask, but it could be a slightly more substantial material.
And what's weird about it is, you know, as Marvel goes, when you pull the mask down, you have like white eyes for some reason. I don't know what that is about, but didn't do so great on the mask. And I actually fixed it last night. I didn't take any pictures or anything, but the purple, I went for like a weird, it like ended in a very pink highlight and it works.
Yeah.
I took a chance and it works.
I think it did. I watched the VOD, which you can still check out right now over at twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork.
Yep.
And make sure to check out Taylor's hobby hangout there.
And if you feel like giving me a follow, huge shout out to myself. It's at @tacticaltaylor_ on Twitter.
Please go do that right now. @tacticaltaylor on Twitter. Right?
Yes.
Yep. Yes. Listen, we love him. You love him. Our local Taylor your local Taylor. And with that said, as always, very close people to us, BeardedDragonGames.online. Make sure to head over there. You can still pre-order Black Swan, Super Giant, Heimdall, Scourge, and the Quinjet.
I was just going to say the Quinjet's up there now.
For 15% off. Yep. Guys, there really aren't deals like that that help local creators like ourselves. And Bearded Dragon Games and Hobbies does a tremendous amount for us by opening their store on a day that they are closed for us to be able to stream every Monday for Oh Yeah, the Power Phase over on Twitch.
And they're just good people.
Yeah, 100%. You know? Hank, great to see you. Yes.
Oh, what's up, dude?
We did just, in fact, get a brand new.
Yeah.
Like it came yesterday, was guaranteed to come a while ago, but it did, in fact, arrive yesterday just in time. our new professional casual network backdrop.
And we just learned how to put it together today.
We did.
Turns out there's instructions in the bag.
With the Allen wrench, which we were also screwing in things for by hand.
Oh my gosh. We learned a lot today.
We really did, 100%. So, as far as other games played, hobby thoughts, I played that game with Sarah this Monday on the Twitch. Sarah was brand new to the game. The only experience that she had had with Marvel Crisis Protocol so far was probably with just the core box, MODOK and Hulk out.
Okay.
Dan and I went over and we tried to play like a three-way game to teach her.
Okay.
We were very inexperienced at the time.
Okay, yeah. And that does not... This does not work well.
It doesn't. It doesn't. She still had a good time. If you're playing a game with, especially with Dan and I, honestly, the odds of you enjoying yourself are pretty up there.
So I got to be honest. You people are great, whatever. But Sarah is just a wonderful human being in general. So anywhere she shows up is a good time. Mm-hmm. And you guys are right. So like put you three together.
Right. But so she checked it out. We played two... I think we played Riot Sparks over Extremis.
Love and that one.
Cosmic Cubes Fragments. Infinity Formula. Sorry.
Okay, that's very different. Yep. So I like Cube Fragments. Mm-hmm. For a teaching game, it's a little weird because it actually, we'll get into this later, but it detriments the new player to pick up an objective. You know what I mean? Because it hurts you.
It does. So that's the one we played.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah. So then you did Cube Fragments. Yep. I think it hurts you. Like as the game progresses by absolutely just holding an objective. And it's like, I don't know if I want to teach that to a new player. And like
my go-to normally is Riot Sparks and I believe Montesi Formula.
Oh, no, okay.
I think Gamma is not a great teaching tool.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lot.
There's, you know, and if you're familiar with Gamma Shelters, you know why there's multiple different victory point values. You take damage if you're not within range.
Yep. It's a lot.
I know it's a very common one that people really like. I also don't like to use hammers.
Gamma hammers? Oh,
the most popular combo in the game.
Yeah, by
leaps and bounds.
So much fun.
I also adore hammers. But as far as teaching a new player, you have an increased value for the tactics cards that you're using. You can pick up multiple, which is cool. Being able to use extra dice is also very cool. But as far as teaching, I like to keep the mechanics very minimum.
Yep.
But with enough there to really sink your teeth in. I also do not use tactics cards.
No, that's a good point.
On a learning game.
Yep. Because they add so much.
Yes.
That is necessary, but isn't when you're learning. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. But she had a good time. We played two rosters. I played a very straightforward Avengers list.
Yep.
That was Steve Rogers, Captain America, Two-Point Black Widow, Hawkeye, Thor, and
another Iron Man. One. Oh, okay.
Iron Man. I gave her
Iron Man or Ant-Man?
Iron Man.
Okay.
I gave her an A-Force list.
Yep.
That contained She-Hulk, Angela, and Captain Marvel.
Okay.
And the fourth character. and I did this for a couple reasons. I think A-Force is actually a very good affiliation to have people remember when something happens. It's not all the time. It's when they take damage.
Yeah.
But it's getting people in that routine of like, there is a trigger and now I affect it.
Yep.
That's fair. And same with Steve Rogers Avengers. I do feel Steve Rogers Avengers is probably one of the best affiliations to start out with. Because for the most part, all of the characters are very recognizable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the affiliation ability can be very simple and straightforward to use. It's the first power I'm using around per turn.
If we want to jump right into it.
Yeah.
I have a roster essentially of, who I would bring to a new player. And it's literally the exact same one you did, except Hulk. Did you say Hulk in yours?
No.
Okay. So I have Captain Rogers, Black Widow, Hawkeye, Iron Man, Hulk, right? And I think that rounds out to 20.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So that's 10, 15, 18. 18. So it rounds out to 18, which is a good.
That's actually not too bad with Hulk on the table. Very.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so I tried to go with people that didn't have too much going on. And Hulk has a decent amount now with the new card.
Yeah.
The nice thing about Captain Rogers is with that reduced power, you can actually do more as a new player. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Which is really great to me because you actually experience more of the game. You experience more of the characters.
Yes.
Especially with a 6-point Hulk on the table. And the reason I picked this, and this would be a first game, if I was ever to play against someone who's a new player, this mm-hmm. is who I would give to them. Everybody knows the Avengers, dude.
Yeah.
You know, the only reason I didn't put Thor in there is because, again, he's got a lot going on.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not
so wrong. So I threw Hulk. I mean, you could swap out either one of them because they're both the same. They have a lot. And let's throw the tactic card out the window. And then I did, for this one, Infinity Formula Goes Missing, which is you just gain more power. So yep. Cap reduces your power. You gain more power for, you know, holding the canisters. And
you also gain damage for it, right?
No, you just gain power.
Oh, gotcha.
Yep. So Infinity Formula is during the power phase, characters contesting a canister gain a power.
That's right.
And because we're not doing tactics cards, I did hammers. And the reason for that is, as any player who plays minis games, you like rolling more dice. Like, come on.
You're not wrong.
And when you give Hulk two hammers, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I was like, it's going to be just a slugfest. Everybody's got a ton of power. My opponent who's playing Avengers is going to have reduced power on superpowers.
Yeah.
They're going to have a blast.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to lose, and I'm okay with that. You know what I mean?
Well, and very legitimately, as a community as a whole, to take this with a grain of salt. I think that making sure a new player has a very good experience on their first time is insanely important.
Yeah.
Do not, under any circumstances, make sure that they win the game on purpose. They need to feel in control of the actions that they're making and feel rewarded for it.
And the nice thing about this game is usually every game is so freaking close anyways. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, and I think that's a great thing about hammers. I think with both of these, let me just check real quick. You get four hammers, you get four serum canisters. So there's 8 ways to grab objective points or victory points. So it can really rack up points very quickly. Mm-hmm. The nice thing about the serum is there are 4 points that are stagnant on the table.
Yeah,
everybody can just go over and grab some. The hammers gets a little weird when, you know, one character has 3, but at the same time, again, that's another character that's just hucking 3 more dice, you know?
Yeah.
Who doesn't love hucking dice?
Correct.
You know,
and as always, it's never a bad idea if you have a new player. The core box is really solid. It has an opening scenario in there. It mixes up heroes and villains, so no one really feels like they have to be playing one side or the other. It works. It's very straightforward, and it gets the job done in a very nice way.
Yeah, for real. It's such a good deal, too.
The value of the core box only kind of continues to grow as time goes on.
10 minis and all the tokens, terrain, and everything.
A lot of tactics cards, objectives cards, and the tools. Yeah.
Think of any other minis game that gives you that much to start out with for $100. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You can't find it.
And just a super quick shout out. Hank stopped in earlier into chat. Adepticon for us was one of, I mean, very legitimately my first convention. It taught us a lot, and it taught me very specifically how great the MCP community is as a whole.
Yeah, for real.
Absolutely hugely blessed to have people that actually just like to play games, have fun, and see wild and cool stuff happen. As we've seen from Dallas, Juggernauts or Hulks just making a ruckus and throwing stuff around is his favorite part of the game, and it's certainly mine as well.
Hands down. I think that's kind of so I think my first game was, I don't think it was Avengers, but it definitely had the Hulk in it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I just get to pick stuff up and throw them at you.
Yeah.
I'm sold. I'm going to buy this game.
And it's one of those things that seems so simple, right? Like every one of these minis games, whether it's a skirmish game or, you know, a larger army battle, terrain is everywhere. Terrain is a massive part of wargaming as a whole.
But it just sits there.
But I wasn't able to pick it up and throw it. I wasn't able to pick up a dude and hit them with another dude before.
Yeah, for real. Like, I'm now the Green Goblin, and I get to blow bombs that I put over there.
Yeah.
Like, that's so cool.
It's super nice. I adore this game. I love it in so many ways. But, guys, one of the things that AMG has always produced insanely well for people in the community are these organized play kits.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And they have just dropped another free one. Intended for a mini extravaganza that has been delayed. So please make sure to follow AMG on Facebook and all their socials to see when they are going to be doing those streams. I think they're still going to be doing a couple this weekend, but a lot of it will be announced kind of as time goes on. But the large event for this weekend that we'll be covering. Dan and I will be playing the first mission on Monday, and for the next few weeks, we'll be running each one of these. I think Taylor's going to be stopping in for one of them.
Yeah, the week after, I should be there.
Yep. Beautiful. So we're going to be doing some super cool stuff, and we're about to tell you what that is. So the premise of this event is called Renewal of Vows, and Krakoa has finally decided to resurrect Destiny, who is a mutant who can see the future. She's a precog.
It's a big deal.
She also has a crossbow.
And she's married to Mystique.
And she is renewing her vows to Mystique.
Uh huh.
So first off, Angie.
Cool.
Well done. Well done.
Honestly, for real, though. All jokes aside, well done.
Second of all, we have two camps that you can belong into. As we've seen in the one for Mini Extravaganza last year, the Empirical and the Magicians, you were able to choose the tech side or the magic side, mm-hmm. and you had kind of scaling powers based on that. For this event, the Renewal of Vows, we have honored guests or people who failed to RSVP.
So, it's so good.
We have...
As two people who have gotten married before.
Correct. So we have a lot going on here. So for the honored guests, there are two tracks you can go down. You can sit on Mystique's side of the viewership.
Air quote, church.
Or on Destiny's side of the aisle. So we'll go over the honored guests here stuff right now. So for honored guests of Mystique, if you got your RSVP and you decided to show up and you're sitting on Mystique's side, the first power that you could potentially choose...
And this is the first day.
This is for day one.
Yep.
These stack and they become cumulative
event goes right?
up. They do.
Yep. Yep. Cool.
So day one, if you choose to be a guest of Mystique, once per round, when an allied character is targeted by an attack, another allied character within range two of the targeted character may become the target of the attack instead. So once per round, you have a free bodyguard.
Awesome.
Free.
Awesome.
No works, power expenditure.
Works very well with Mystique, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yep. Awesome. If you choose to be a guest of Destiny in round one, once per round when an allied character rolls dice, before the dice are rolled, you may predict how many critical results will be in the final result. If you are correct, the allied character gains two. They are leaning into the precog thing here in an awesome way.
So I think what's great about this is it's really easy for Tim. Because he only rolls blanks and skulls.
That's
so he just
true.
Has to say zero the whole time. And he'll be correct.
Otis, dude. Hey.
Oh, Otis, dude. What's up?
Great to see you in chat, man. We're excited to see you tomorrow.
We did the What If event at Bearded Dragon Games. What was that? 2 weekends ago? Was that right?
Yep.
Otis was hands down one of the greatest people that I played against.
Yes.
Just awesome dude.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely awesome. Thank you for being an opponent.
Him and his son, too, came with some absolutely incredibly painted models that had a heavy metallic theme.
Oh, it was awesome.
And probably one of the coolest looking Hulkbusters I've seen.
Yes. It was like feet up in the air or something.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
Like he was losing control, but he had it was a Hulkbuster with like purple shorts and a green body. It was awesome. I really loved it. His juggernaut too, the metallic one was.
Yep.
And the cable. But sorry, I could gush about Otis' models all day. But
day two. No, go
just,
on. Sorry.
Just to circle back to, if you are sitting on Destiny's side of the aisle, you are trying to precog what is going to happen, and that is so cool. That's so spot on.
So this is again my favorite thing about AMG is they care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're on Mystique's side, you're pretending to be somebody else.
Yes,
you're shape shifting. If you're on Destiny's side, you're precog.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect.
So day two for the honored guest side. If you are sitting on the aisle for Mystique, once per round, an allied character may spend 2 power to move an objective token it is holding to an allied character within range 2. This does not allow a character to hold more tokens than the crisis specifies. So this is the Criminal Syndicate affiliation ability.
Yep. And this ties
for free
in
once around.
This ties in well with Mystique's affiliation ability.
Very much so.
For sure.
Very much so.
Absolutely.
I like this 100% super thematic.
Yep.
If you are used to working with Mystique, this will seem very familiar.
Yep. Absolutely.
Love it.
I need to play with her more, by the way. She's real good.
So we saw Keebler do work with her during the What If event at the Bearded Dragon. She's a solid piece. Long mover, stealth, can blow up terrain. She has a lot going on.
My favorite thing.
And you can't use reactives on her turn.
But that's
Bucky
the
cannot
thing.
Got your back and against her killing I think somebody. It's,
what is that? Reactive superpowers or cards?
Tactics cards, yeah.
It's huge. Mm-hmm. And I constantly forget about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's huge, which is bad for me because I love Venom. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah. You're not going to, what is it? So many snacks?
Or a lethal protector.
Or lethal protector.
Yep. Yeah.
It's great. So one of the super cool things, and this has been pointed out in chat a whole bunch of times, but something that you can do with Mystique and Juggernaut, it's the card, I believe, Do You Know Who I Am, where he can throw terrain or somebody else.
Yeah.
You can't brace for impact it because that's a reactive tactics card.
Oh my gosh.
And you can use that on Mystique's activation.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
That's more reason for me to buy Juggernaut.
So for day two, for the Guest of Destiny, once per game, when an allied character drops an objective token, you may place it instead of your opponent.
So I like how it's both objective-based.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter which side you pick.
Correct.
You're still kind of getting almost the same thing. You know what I mean? Nobody's getting shafted for no reason.
Yep. And it's...
Again, precog. I know where that's going.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep, I've seen it. Mm-hmm. Listen, I know I get punched in the face real hard, but
I also know that drops there.
I also know exactly where it lands.
Yep.
I once again, awesome. I am glad that they limited that to once a game. That is very powerful.
Oh, that's huge. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, Destiny, awesome. Day three, honored guests, guests of Mystique. We got a once per game coming for both of these characters, which means that they are usually pretty impactful.
Yeah, right.
For Guests of Mystique on day three, once per game, when an allied character is chosen to activate, we just talked about this, enemy characters cannot use reactive superpowers or play reactive team tactics cards until the allied character's activation ends.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So if you're going to be hawking stuff and that brace for impact or that indomitable is over there, now's the time.
But that's, you can still take Mystique. Mm-hmm. So you can do this twice.
Yeah. Yep. It's
That's
only
awesome.
Once per game, and it's during that single activation. But listen, if you're going to trigger it, you know why.
Yeah, for real.
And it is probably
I'm hum-chucking somebody or something.
You're going to go there to create a ruckus, as some might say.
Whether it's ragtag or not.
Correct. Correct. For Guests of Destiny, on the other side of the aisle, once per game, when an allied character would suffer damage, it may reduce that damage to one.
What?
Odin's
Two?
Blessing on Destiny.
2-1?
2-1. She may reduce it to one damage taken. Okay. Then the opposing character places the allied character within range 2 of his current position.
Okay, so it has a little bit of a drawback.
Yep.
But still, you can, if you decide to take Asgard for whatever reason, you can, Odin's Blessing, exceptional healing if you need it. Mm-hmm. And if you have someone who has healing factor, which why wouldn't you take Lizard? And then you get to also do this.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
So, honestly, very legitimately, the time to have really kind of wild and strong abilities is during one of these events where it's all kind of self-contained and it's not going to, kind of bleed into the main game process. But that's, we loved the Infinity League organized play.
It's the reason I started painting.
Right. Because of how bonkers those powers were. And they were awesome and they were fun. And you never knew what you're going to go up against because there were so many of them.
You're telling me that I get to humchuck pumpkin bombs at range 5?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Now, if you... Maybe you got in a limousine, right? Maybe you rode to the wedding. And when you got out, you were chucked by your opponent and then lost your invitation. You may have failed to RSVP.
It happens.
So there are going to be two camps for the people that failed to RSVP, and they are going to be the Cavalier celebrants as well as the in-laws. AMG, if I didn't know any better, I almost would have thought that this is something that we made.
AMG, I love you so much.
For real. I do think that we are going to be seeing someone very special here in just a few minutes. So I am going to move over here.
Yeah, come on in. Swing on over. Let's switch over here for a second.
Yeah, so pop
Hello,
right in.
Sir.
Do you want to bring any a chair or something? Or just
if you want.
There's
yeah,
one right over there. Yeah. Squat the entire time.
Here.
Gotta get them glutes going.
Do this.
Right? Okay.
Hi, gentlemen.
All right. So, guys, we have Kicker here from Frontline Gaming himself, the events coordinator.
Yeah.
This weekend at ACO. How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me? Do you need me to be closer?
Yeah, you're a little bit closer.
Okay, cool.
I'll scream it to Hez.
You know, cuddly here. Hi, guys.
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah, my name is Kicker. I'm from Frontline Gaming. I am the events manager for Better or Worse, so that keeps me running around the country. Like, I literally just got in from California.
I was going to say, I saw all the pictures from the last convention.
We did not have MCP there, but we're working towards having MCP at every single one of our Frontline Gaming events.
Hell yeah.
Sweet. So guys, check this out. Anytime you come to a Frontline Gaming event, all the MCP players are going to get these, right? Can you see this? This is our challenge coin. Ooh, shiny, right? Each one is a custom die-cast coin that is unique to the event. So when you get a Frontline Gaming Challenge coin, you then get to bring that to your next Frontline Gaming event and get free shit. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Okay, you get free shit, all right? You get all sorts of free stuff. So it could be a free drink at the bar, free paint. The more coins you have, the more free stuff you get. And so the 40K players know this. They've been coming to our events, and they show up with like a handful of coins.
That's awesome.
But yeah, we want the MCP guys to start to know, show up and get your coins.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, yeah.
Start collecting them now. I mean,
start collecting them. Yeah.
I guess I don't know why I didn't lead with being able to get free drinks. But.
Yeah, but I mean, we're stoked to have Marvel Crisis here for the first time at ACO. Marvel, you know, you guys did, but LVO, like, dude, MCP basically sold out in like 4 days. We're day five, the tickets up, and the T.O. Tyson's begging me to add more tickets, and I'm like, well, I think we can make it happen. I think MCP is going to be one of our major events at LVO, and hopefully at all of our events. So.
I mean, we love to see it personally. We've seen it kind of grow exponentially. It's really, as soon as people try it out, and here's one of the things that I really like about MCP as a whole. If you're in the wargaming community at all, if you're playing 40K, if you're playing AOS, if you're playing anything, MCP is a great additional game to pick up.
It's a cool, I don't want to use the word secondary because that seems derogatory.
It does.
But it's a good supplementary. Like, you can play 40K, you can play Star Wars Legion, and you still have the bandwidth to pick up MCP.
Correct.
The thing that I've sold a bunch of people on at different conventions is people walk up to the table. We have little displays out.
Yeah.
And I say, how would you like to play a game where you only have to worry about 5 minutes?
Yeah.
And they're like,
it's amazing. Yeah.
Now, can you do that now? And I'm like, I can teach you in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's fantastic. The barrier to entry isn't there.
And
correct.
You know? And so, you know, people can get burnt out of their, I don't use the word primary because it makes it seem like, once again, this is a secondary game.
Correct.
But people right now can get tired with the rules for X-Wing or with 40K. Mm-hmm. And then you have this game that MCP is fun. It's easy to pick up.
Absolutely.
Low commitment, like in terms of monetary commitment.
Yeah, right. Very legitimately. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And who doesn't know Spider-Man?
Yeah, I mean,
who doesn't know Iron Man?
Everyone knows this. I don't. I mean, I'm extremely geeky. I'm wearing a shirt covered in like Nickelodeon cartoons. Like, I am very
nice,
geeky.
By the way,
thank you. But I don't know anything about the Marvel Crisis universe, the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
But guess what? I know who Spider-Man is. I know that Iron Man is. Like, these are basic things here.
Happy 60th birthday, Spider-Man. Yesterday.
Right. Congratulations. Congratulations. So like the point is that like even a person that's relatively unfamiliar still gets. That guy gets to shoot spiderwebs out of his fingers.
Right.
And those are X-Men. They have their own like cool stuff. Like,
I've heard Cyclops shoots laser beams.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard about
rumor
that.
Rumor has it.
Yeah. I think that it's a game that anyone can pick up and kind of get an idea for it. It's not like for 40K, you might have a little miniature, but he has like all sorts of cool psychic powers. Mm-hmm. And like, it's really hard to understand because it's a foreign universe. Most people don't understand what the Warhammer universe is.
Yeah.
And then the rules can be really complex where you can have a not intimidating looking model and it being one of the most dangerous things on the battlefield. Mm-hmm. Well, with MCP, if you see Wolverine, you know he's probably going to go kick your ass, right?
I mean, if Thanos shows up,
exactly.
Yeah. And I think that's the great thing again with the barrier of entry is 40K is almost a job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially learning the lore, everything about it. Whereas MCP, you walk down the street, you see everyone.
Yeah. And you know what's cool about MCP is that if you can get in now, you're getting in at the beginning of a game system. Like,
correct. Yeah.
40K has been around for 30 plus years.
Yep.
You have games like X-Wing that have still been around for 4 or 5, even longer years.
Yep.
MCP, it's a relatively new game. So everyone, even the competitive players, are still new to it. So anyone can get in and start now and be here at a competitive tournament.
The meta is still being formed.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what the meta is. As far as the competitive scene goes, it's still hilarious and fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can hit dudes with other dudes. I guess I don't know what else you're
That's
you
great. Want. But you know what's unique? Because like my job literally is to look at all these different game systems and set up these awesome tournaments and veterans.
Right.
I look at all the stuff. And like Legion, their terrain is phenomenal. They're very immersive. You feel like you're in a Star Wars movie. Mm-hmm. 40K, it's extremely, I mean, not that other games aren't, but 40K is super strategy. I mean, really like multiple levels there you got to think about. You know, you have Kill Team where people are like, intense with laser pointers trying to make a thing. But right. What's cool and unique to MCP is that you can interact with the terrain in a way that most games you can't. The terrain is one of the players.
Yes.
I love that. I mean, no other game system that I can think of, you interact so intensely, intently with the terrain.
Quite legitimately, 10 minutes ago, we just had that.
Oh, sorry. I don't want to go into that.
No. It's perfect because you just reaffirming exactly everything that we thought of. Mm-hmm. What other game can you pick up the terrain and throw it at someone?
Yeah, and I mean, like, literally, we have a room full of events tomorrow, a tournament's being played, and this is the only one where terrain is such a factor, you know?
Right, exactly.
Well, and like we said, barrier of entry is pretty low. The cap there is a whole lot of strategy that you can see.
There's actually two caps, Sam and...
There we go. Look, you saw what he just did there? I like this guy. This guy's funny. Are you a dad? Do you have a kid?
I am, yeah.
Oh, my God. Kids. I knew it. Just dad joke right there. I love it. It's okay. I got a kid too. So,
But if you haven't checked it out already, Frontline Gaming is the place where there's going to be a lot more MCP stuff going forward. So whether it's LVO, ACO, what's the one in Texas?
Lone Star Open.
Lone Star Open. And there's this fourth one too, yes?
I mean, we don't stop. We have SoCal's just signed up in San Diego. So Frontline Gaming, we have a portfolio of 8 events a year across the country, and we're trying to grow that to 10 a year. And they're all professionally run events. This is what we do full time. Like, we're all dedicated 40K tabletop miniature fans. I mean, I play 40K, but the guys at the office play MCP.
Yeah.
And one of the guys plays Legion. So, like, everyone that's in the company is just a diehard tabletop wargaming fanatic. So we all have a real love for it. And when we want to do an event, we want to make it look beautiful. I mean, I don't know if you've shown the room here, but it's just a gorgeous room. This is way too nice for a bunch of grown men to be playing with their toys, but that's okay. That's why we're here. So all of our events are special, unique. We do things like our challenge coins. We always have a bar and restaurants on site. I mean, we'd love to have MCP involved. When we first started off with Legion, it was very small. And now Legion sells out within an hour for LVO. Yeah. And it's gotten very, very big. And MCP, we want the same thing. We want to have, you know, as many players as we can get playing in MCP, I will make space for it. That's awesome. What we want to do. So,
guys, you heard it right here. So MCP is going to start being at all of these events. If they not already, now's the time to get in.
Yeah, and we're working with...
Get your coins, too.
Get your stuff. And we're working with the, you know, obviously amazing TOs that know their stuff. We're also trying to work with, you know, producers, the manufacturers, so that we can get that support from the big company out there that I don't want to, you know, talk about. But AMG is getting their organized play act together again, which is really,
gosh.
Really nice.
Yeah. So we're going over that right now. They just dropped a bunch of stuff that was going to happen at Mini Extravaganza this week. And the stuff that they put out there for free. The tone that they have in it and that they craft into it is very, very, very nice to see in this particular community.
It's extremely Marvel, which is fantastic.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Speaking of fantastic.
But very legitimately, there's a FLG event somewhere near you.
Yeah.
They are literally everywhere around the country. See when the one near you is and go and check it out.
Yeah. I mean, I guarantee you're going to have a good time. I mean, we all talk about it. We all come to these tournaments to play our game, whether it's 40K, MCP, Legion, X-Wing. We all come there to play the game, but you end up making a lot more friends than you'd ever make any over a weekend because you're spending time with all these other like-minded people playing a game you love.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, you're at this cool resort, so you can go get dinner, you know, go to the bar.
Absolutely.
You know, so you have a lot of fun. I mean, the Las Vegas one's obviously in Las Vegas. You go down to the Strip.
I've heard that, you know, there's a bunch of things to do there.
There's a lot of things you can do there. You can do there, right? But like in San Diego, we're right there on the beach. You can go hang out. So you have this opportunity to play with your friends at a table, make a lot of all my friends are people I met at these tournaments.
Yeah.
So it's like, wow, you know what I mean? Like it's a great opportunity to make friends and keep on seeing your community grow and grow and grow. I mean,
well, and you never know, like we met some people from Syracuse here tonight.
There are
people near you that come to these things that you have no idea that are as into this as you are.
Well, this is the second event that I think we've been to where it's like, oh, you live 2 hours away from us?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And no, I don't know how intense people are when it comes to the painting. Do people put a lot of energy in painting their Marvel?
So I'm
still new to MCP. I have not played MCP.
Yeah, right.
But that's an opportunity for this to be kind of a beauty pageant. When people come to Frontline Gaming events, they come out here and they show off their beautifully painted miniatures. It's obviously a competitive tournament, but you also have this like beauty pageant vibe going on here, where everyone's showing what they've done for the past few months for their army. So it's fun, guys. Well, I hope to see you all hopefully at the next Frontline Gaming event. Check us out, frontlinegaming.org. You can see all of our upcoming news. We're dedicating ourselves more and more and more to MCP, and we'd love to have you guys at the LVO if you guys can make it.
Absolutely, we'd love to go to LVO 100%.
Yes.
Awesome. All right, I'm going to let you guys do what you do.
Absolutely.
And, thanks again.
Yeah, thank you so much. All right, guys, so you heard it. Marvel Crisis Protocol and Frontline Gaming are going to be synonymous going forward here. The time to get into an event is right now. LVO tickets are selling out.
If not sold out already.
They just went up. Yeah. So,
two huge shout outs. First of all, to Kicker. Mm-hmm. Fantastic human being.
Yep.
Great shirt.
Yeah, an incredible
legitimately
shirt.
Great shirt. And
Chuck's second, probably at home jealous. I should have gone. I could have seen that shirt.
Number two, Brian, who is the TO for MCP for this event.
Yep.
Great human being. Mm-hmm. Absolutely great human
100%.
Being.
100%. Yep. With that said, guys, let's get right back into it. Because we were just starting to talk about some failed RSVPs.
Like our in-laws.
Like our in-laws and some Cavalier celebrants. Right. Much as we are... Cavalier to celebrate.
I don't even know what that word means. Here. So yes,
I think it's like a person that rides a horse that also has a lance. Sometimes
I agree that because that was my understanding too, but I didn't realize why they would show up to Mystique's wedding. But
well, that's the thing. They failed to RSVP because they said they were going to have a plus one and then also their horse. So it gets a little
that's
confusing.
A two.
There.
That's plus two.
But for Mr. Taylor, why don't you let us know what the first power for the Cavalier Celebrants is going to be?
So at the beginning of the cleanup phase, if you're securing at least one secure objective token, you may select an allied character contesting an objective token you are securing. The chosen character gains an extra power.
Hmm.
Which is kind of dope.
Extra power, pick it up. That all day you'll have good luck.
So what's really nice about, and we'll get into this later, is there are a bunch of these objectives where you just gain extra power anyways.
Yeah.
So with this, you could be gaining an extra 2-3 power just by holding an objective token. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For your in-laws, once per game, when an allied character deals 2 or more damage to an enemy character, if the enemy character is holding an objective token, the allied character may take that objective token, which is awesome. The allied character is now holding that token. This does not allow a character to hold more tokens than the crisis specifies. So it's essentially Black Cat, but you have to do an attack.
Correct.
You know?
Yep.
It's only once per game, which is fine. That ending round where you are 1 point behind, and if they score one extra point than you, they win, and you just take it?
Correct.
That's awesome.
100%. And it's can I borrow that, except not limited to certain types of objective tokens.
Right, exactly. Absolutely. And you get to do it with Thanos, who deals a ton of damage.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It is once per game, but listen, it holds up to being only once a game.
Well, and especially a lot of these objective tokens will give you extra power, give you extra things. So it's really cool. And you get to steal a solo cup from somebody for punching them in the face. Like,
correct.
You know,
it's a punch cup. But rank number two for the Cavalier Celebrants, we have once per round. After an allied character suffers a damage, it may gain 2 power. If it does, suffer a damage. Yeah, might as well double down. Well, listen, if you're bringing a horse to a wedding, you're already ready to take a couple hits. So you might as well just keep taking them.
Right. Might as well.
For the in-laws, once per game, when an allied character ends a movement action within range 2 of an enemy character, the enemy character gains the judgment special condition.
Which is one of my favorite.
Anyone that is going to judge you, it is an in-law.
Yeah, literally.
Hard.
Quite literally.
I cannot believe how spot on they are with some of these. Well done.
So I want to go back really quick to the Cavalier.
Yeah.
It says when an allied character suffers damage. Mm-hmm. So you could suffer 3 damage, gain 3 power from suffering that damage, decide to gain 2 more so you're up to 5, and only take 1 more damage after that. That's a Helios. And that's once per round.
Yeah. And well, especially,
you know what I mean?
We've seen some characters coming out, Black Swan, with or without the power core, super giant, that have some of these spenders and some of these superpowers where you're going to want power on them constantly.
Right.
To be able to take an extra damage and be like, what's up? I'm going to hit back real hard.
But what's 1 damage on somebody like Lizard or Deadpool
Correct.
You know, anyone with healing factor? Who cares? And especially if you throw your... exceptional healing down. You only take 1. You gain 2 power.
Yes.
You know, I don't know. I like that a lot.
Wally D said actually something I feel is very spot on in chat, where Marvel Crisis Protocol could become the intro minis game instead of 40K. People identify with the characters.
Yeah.
They know who it is.
Exactly that. That's
hype. You get air horned on a show where we don't have that. But very legitimately, it is an intro game.
Yeah.
A wide floor, high ceiling.
Yep.
You can stick with it and you're going to stick with it.
So the available, there's over 100 characters out right now, and that's not even scratching the surface.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
And especially how the fact that you have Captain America, who's just base vanilla Cap. mm-hmm. and not even like post Civil War or not Evil Cap, or, you know, there's so many different varieties of these characters that we have.
Very what, legitimately.
Four Spider-Men.
You know what I mean? Correct. Yeah.
And that's not even all the Spider-Men.
It's not even all the Spider-Men.
So for our last fail to RSVP, for our Cavalier Celebrants, we have when an allied character performs a shake action, it gains two power. That should be it.
Mm-hmm.
It should be.
That but should be.
This ability may be used any number of times this game.
So Blade is a Cavalier Celebrant who can spend a little bit of power to shake and shake and shake. I think it costs two, so you're just generating power to shake again. But who cares? It's That's infinite amazing. Shake, guys.
It's amazing. And especially in somebody like She-Hulk,
yes.
who doesn't want any of those abilities or any of those mm-hmm. special conditions.
Hulkbuster, legitimately, who is not immune to anything.
Right. He's not immune to poison?
No.
I thought he was good.
No, you can get it through them cracks. Poison the man down the inside, you know?
That's ridiculous. Now he's not good. But I got to be honest with you. Immediately, my brain went to She-Hulk, who hates having the stun condition.
Yeah.
You give her stun, now she wastes an action, which sucks, but she gains two power from it. Mm-hmm. So thanks for the power.
Yep.
I'm now going to throw something at you.
Correct.
It's awesome. And then for your in-laws, once per round, when an allied character loses power, you may select an enemy character within two of it. The chosen character suffers the damage and gains the shock special condition. So that's it. I think I need a little bit of extra wording here. It loses power. Does that mean spending as well? Right.
Once per round, when an allied character loses power.
Because when you spend power, you're losing that power.
I would assume that that means spending it.
Right. So that's so you use an ability.
And when we go over the crisis eye, maybe there will be something in there that loses player's power.
But there could be. I can't remember. But I mean, like you spend it for a superpower.
Mm-hmm.
You deal the damage to somebody and give them shock.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It is.
That's such an in-law thing. Insult really? Injury. You know what I mean?
I'm not going to make you hurt. But I am going to take away your ability to be successful.
Oh, that's good.
All right. So let's pop over. We got still a lot to go over here.
Yeah, for real.
Let's jump right into it. Let's fly through these. So the first crisis, the first mission of the Renewal of Vows is called Invitations Left to Fate.
All right, Lucky.
Would be Party Goer Scramble. So this is a 19 threat crisis. Their players will score 2 victory points per limousine. There are 2 of those they secure during the cleanup phase. Players score 1 victory point per character they control holding an invitation during the cleanup phase. You can interact with an invitation to pick it up. That'll day you'll have good luck.
Yep.
Character can only hold 1 invitation at a time.
That makes sense.
Don't be greedy.
Yep. You can't invite your horse.
Correct.
Yeah.
During the cleanup phase, the limousines will drive. Starting with the player with priority, players take turns placing each limousine secured by their opponent within range 2 of its current position. Then, the player who was securing the limousine places all of their characters who were contesting it within range 1 of that limousine.
Awesome. Awesome.
It is. A character or limousine may be placed this way only once per round. Resolve each limousine completely before moving on to the next one. I do like this. There are 2 limousines. They will be moving around the board. Making sure that you are only affected by one kind of creates some really spirally stuff from happening. At the end of the cleanup phase, invitations flutter away. All characters holding an invitation, drop them.
So what's really interesting about this, and you can find this online because I think these are free online, mm-hmm. All of the objective tokens for this game are in the center of the map.
Yes.
So there's a rectangle of invitations in the center of the map and then 2 limousines on each side. So you have to get there. This mm-hmm. is a punch hungry. This is a bloodbath game.
This is Gamma Shelters and yes, Researcher.
You are throwing hands for these invitations and yeah. jumping in limousines. It's my kind of game.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Yep.
Absolutely.
It's a scramble. It makes sense that this one's the higher threat. The following 2 are going to be 17 threat. Yep. But listen, this is the entry. You're outside the castle at this point.
Oh,
you're just
gosh.
Trying to get past that moat because you need that invitation. You need that golden ticket to get in to Mystique and Destiny's.
So the amount
Renewal of Vows.
The amount of things, the amount of, I can screw over my opponent so much with those limousines.
Yeah.
It's palpable how angry people will be.
Palpable.
Palpable. It actually benefits if you have a larger base.
Yeah.
Because if you're up here securing a limousine moves, mm-hmm. you don't move nearly as far
right.
being within one of that limousine.
Correct.
So if you have a smaller base, it really puts you at a disadvantage in this. And I, as a person who plays Spider Foes, who's just medium bases.
Yeah. Used to a lot of big bases over there.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I'm here for that. Yep.
All right, so our second mission of the event is going to be gratuitous gifts beget grievances.
Who comes up with these names? Because I want to shake your hand.
Right, for real. So both players roll for initiative as normal. This is 17 threat. Yep. Players will score one victory point per witness bench they secure during the cleanup phase. The player who secures the VIP witness bench scores one additional victory point. The player with the most gifts during the cleanup phase scores three victory points. So this is like alien ship crashes down.
It is, but it isn't. And here's why. If you continue, if the other player has at least one gift, they still score a victory point.
There is a contingent.
And if both players have the same amount, everybody scores two.
Ooh.
I love this so much.
If it's one and one, it's twos for fun.
So one of my biggest things that I can't stand with some of these different scenarios is mm-hmm. you have the one thing, you score three VPs, you're going to win the game. It's hard to get rid of.
Yep.
If you're having the most of anything, you score three VPs. You do that twice in a row, it's hard for me to come back. Whereas this one is like, you still get victory points for playing the game.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's really nice.
You get a coin for showing up, and the more you have, the more drinks you get.
I mean, quite legitimately. That's frontlinegaming.org.
we have to figure out if we're going to be getting some coins. But guys, that said, so there are going to be three witness benches. There's one on the north and southern part of the map. The one in the center is going to be considered the VIP witness bench. There is also going to be five gifts. So you do have a couple different opportunities here to be scoring potentially that one extra or to be tied with your opponent.
Now, is this our first scenario with five?
No,
it's not. Okay.
Spider, in fact, it has five. There's, I think.
Oh,
Spider,
they do. That's right. Yep.
Anything on F, the F map, I believe, has five. But yeah, so.
So here's one of the things where that in-law thing comes up is it, when you interact with a witness bench, which costs a power.
Yep.
You remove one power.
Yeah.
But you also remove a special condition. So it's a little nice. What's nice about this is you don't need two power in order to do it.
Correct.
If you only have one, you can still do it. It's just if you have two, you lose both.
Yep.
Right. But it's nice that you get rid of that special condition. The interact with the gift is you just pick it up. Right. Which is nice. A character holding a gift is busy showing it off, so they must spend a power before they use any superpower, which is really cool.
Yeah.
It's like hammers, but with superpowers.
Correct.
Which I will never remember.
We've gotten a little bit better about it on stream, but we are certainly not perfect.
We're casually professional.
Correct. All right, guys, well, that is going to bring us to number three. Probably one of the best named missions we have. Taylor, go for it. I know you're excited for
Gambit's
it.
Gambit's music infuriates guests. It's beautiful.
You know,
it's
and it's
so beautiful.
Here's the thing. I think he means well, but he has fingerless gloves, but only on a couple of his fingers. So as he's trying to scratch those records, it's just not doing anything.
So what I think it is like he actually wants to perform well, but he notices that it's pissing some people off.
Yeah.
So he just continues to do it.
He's playing it louder.
So again, 17 threat, you pick everything normal. Mm-hmm. We have a map here of Cup of Punch, which is orange soda cups.
And jukeboxes.
Okay, we'll get into the jukeboxes later. So you score a VP for each jukebox you're securing and score a VP for each Cup of Punch held during the cleanup phase, okay?
Yep.
Interact, you pick up a Cup of Punch. During the cleanup phase, all characters must dance, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with a player with priority, choose an enemy character that's contesting a jukebox and advance it small. Not two.
Right.
Small.
Yep.
Which is large. Yeah, that's real big. And a character may be advanced only this way once per round. So if you put somebody next to another jukebox, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You can only move them once.
Yeah, you can. You'll never be a jukebox hero.
That's the thing. If you have a round base
or you only
in your face, you only still move once. It's
correct.
The nice thing.
Yeah, you get sprung short.
Just once, though. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody gets sprung once. A character holding a Cup of Punch must move carefully to avoid spilling it, which makes sense. You don't want to drop a drink. It can only move once. It can only move action once per activation, which is nice. The thing, again, about this, and Keebler, thank you for reminding me of this, is Ghost Rider can pick up a thing of punch, move medium, correct, and then Hell's on Wheel large. Long.
Yeah. So, yeah, he taught you that lesson pretty aggressively.
It hurt. Everything about it hurt my being. Don't take She-Hulk and Venom and
Green Goblin, the old GG.
In 14 points. It's not enough characters. Oh, it was a good game, though.
But these all seem super fun. This is exactly what I want out of an event like this. We're going to be playing it over the next 3 weeks over at twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork. That's every Monday for Oh Yeah, the Power Phase at 7 p.m. Eastern. Next 3 weeks, we will be running Invitations Left to Fate, Would-Be Party Goer Scramble. Dan and I will be scrambling this Monday. The following Monday will be Gratuitous Gifts, Baguette Grievances. And then for week three, me and someone else will be playing Gambit's Music Infuriates Guests. If there is a time to redeem some points,
oh yeah,
to play that, music, yeah, it'll be during
week three right there
of the Renewal of Vows.
Let's go.
Guys, please make sure to head over to flg.org. Make sure to check out all of the awesome, awesome, awesome events that they are running probably near you. Get your coins, get them stacked up, then all day you'll have good luck. Also, make sure to head over to AMG, Atomic Mass Games, on their Facebook, where they are going to be dropping all of the stuff from Mini Stravaganza over the next period of time.
I can't wait.
As well as get your hands on all of these missions.
Yep.
Not only do you get all the rules, you get the setup, you get everything. It's all there.
Why would you not?
Play with some cool powers.
Why would you not?
No, right, absolutely. Exactly.
I get to play my own in-laws and piss you off doing it.
100%.
Fantastic.
Taylor, so you brought a roster this week, yes?
I did, yes.
What'd you bring?
So I brought literally the same Infinity League roster that I brought for 2021.
Okay.
I just swapped out two characters. I swapped out Black Panther and Shuri because they're not painted. That's literally the only reason.
Gotcha.
And I replaced them with Red Skull and Baron Zemo because those two are mainly painted, which is nice because instead of Wakanda, now I get Cabal.
You know what
I mean? Which I forgot that Kingpin was also part of Cabal.
Mm-hmm.
As I thought he was just Spider-Foes and Criminal Syndicate. I remember that Killmonger was.
Correct. We've always known that Kingpin's kind of a Caballer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He wishes he was a little bit taller, you know?
He is, in fact, a little bit balder.
For sure. He does have a rabbit in a hat.
If he had a girl that looked good, he would call her.
I agree, to be honest.
Vanessa!
Oh, too soon. Let me read off the whole roster for you.
Yeah.
So I have Green Goblin and Venom and Doc Ock. Duh.
Mm-hmm,
Kingpin, Killmonger, Taskmaster. I'm a huge Criminal Syndicate fan. Absolutely huge.
Yep.
And then we have Red Skull and Baron Zemo, Okoye and Punisher. I love Punisher. I really do.
Yeah.
Aimshot is way better than it should be.
Yeah, very much so.
His move is great. His punishment tokens are great.
Hipfire Stalin as a builder.
Yes, and Warzone is really good.
Really fun.
I liked Punisher a lot.
So the roster that I brought is
the only thing I saw was Dr. Voodoo, and I don't want to hear the rest of it.
So the roster I brought is kind of a mix and match of different things. I had some convocation on my desk, so I threw those in a box, as well as half of that take your kid and clone to work day. So that is the other half. So I do have Cable, Cyclops, Wolverine, X-23, and Honey Badger as the half from take your kid or clone to work day. And then I also have some convocation, including Blade, Moon Knight, Dr. Voodoo, Iron Fist... Oh, and Sabretooth from the X-Force side.
Yeah, yep.
So I can run X-Force, X-Men, Blue, or Midnight Suns. I think they're all in a good spot right now.
I've heard a lot of things that crap on Sabretooth, but that long move with aggressive.
Long mover with aggressive
me.
and a counter.
Yeah,
and
terrifies me. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I love him. Yeah. I think he's stellar.
So the first time I've seen him played was when you played Dormammu event, the Dormammu box, and you just blop Sabretooth down, and I was like, oh, this guy looks like a chump, and oh, he moves along, oh, he's attacking someone, oh, okay, they're dazed, got it.
Yep. Well, and X-Force doesn't really have access to a bunch of long movers,
right?
And Sabretooth is in fact a kind of an aggressive boy,
right? And I don't even know who Cable is, so the fact that you brought Wolverine's brother with Wolverine there,
right,
is great.
Well, and that's the thing is, obviously we are going to we are going to this renewal of vows. Yeah. It is something where you do have to deal with family sometimes, yeah, whether they're in-laws or true blood and blood brothers like Wolverine and Sabretooth. So you just have to, you have to do it.
Oh my gosh. Real quick though, I do want to say for the bringing new people into the
game. Yep.
We live in a rural community. There's not that many new people all the time, but I have to just shout out AMG again. Over and over and over. It's ad nausea at this point for good reason. The separation anxiety event is probably the best way to bring multiple new people into the game all at once.
Yep.
Because it's what, four people at the same time, I think.
Four people.
What's nice about that game is one of my favorite things with multiplayer for Warhammer Fantasy was Triumph and Treachery, where it's just like, I'm going to screw you over. We're going to make a pact, but then I'm going to screw you over later. Yeah. The nice thing about this is it's the same thing. You get to play with symbiotes that you know and love, Carnage and Venom and Mayhem and, you know, all of them. And it's really, what's really great about it is it's a low point value, three minis most of the time. Mm-hmm. You can have this, the person who knows and a bunch of people that don't all at the same time playing.
Yeah,
it's just, it's a great, great box release. 100%. I can't sing its praises enough. Mm-hmm. And I can play, you know, a Green Goblin, Venom, and Lizard all at the same time. Those are my top three.
Yeah. Yeah. and guys, once again, listen, you're listening to the podcast, you know, MCP has an incredible community.
Yeah.
There are incredible events being run out there. We recently ran the What If event. There's a couple other What If events that I'm seeing happening in the Northeast. Huge, 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 massive shout out to Mr. Tisdale.
Oh, yeah.
And Adepticon for him and Hank coming up with that event. I think it's
genius.
Insanely in line with the community and the feeling that AMG is trying to make with MCP. And listen, this is in fact a great place to start and not the worst place to stop as far as Germany wargaming experience goes.
Yeah, for real.
But that'll be it for us for now. We are super excited to see a whole bunch of you this week at ACO and this weekend. I think that's it. Taylor, anything you want to say?
Thanks for having me on this one.
It's super. I'm super stoked here that we would finally be able to get you on.
Absolutely.
You know, I had to just drive all the way here without any help. But listen, we figured out what it was going to take and we got it done.
I got to be honest. It was only 13 to 14 hours is too far for me to get on the show. Six is good.
Yeah.
So,
So I guess this is the second time because we did, in fact, stream Wait Till I Roll a Wild Life from Adepticon when we were there.
I was sort of there. I was just kind of handing boxes over.
That's fair.
But I was on camera. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So I was there.
But guys, thank you so much. Yeah, as always, make sure to check out professionalcasual.com. If you want to make our local game store your local game store, the place to do that is at beardeddragongames.online. Use that code PCME10 for 10% off your order, or go ahead and pre-order Black Swan, Super Giant, Heimdall, or Scourge, or maybe a little bit of Quinjet for 15% off with no code, just straight no coding.
Let me tell you what I'm doing with that Quinjet is cutting it up into pieces and making a burnt, broken Quinjet terrain piece.
I love that.
So, yeah.
I love that.
That's what's happening. Oh.
I love you all. Oh. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Have a great week. We'll see you this next upcoming Monday for the first of the Renewal of Vows missions from Mini Stravaganza. Make sure to follow AMG over on Facebook to get all of the latest updates and especially what they are going to be putting out for Mini Stravaganza, Frontline Gaming, Adepticon.org. Listen, guys, it's all there. Keep this community great. I love you.